And the communists have nothing to offer but fat cheeks and eyeglasses and lying policemen. And the capitalists proffer napalm and money in green suitcases to the naked. And the communists create heavy industry, but the heart is also heavy. And the beautiful engineers are all dead. The secret technicians conspire for their own glamour in the future. But now drink vodka and lament the security forces. And the capitalists drink gin and whiskey on airplanes, but let Indian brown millions starve. And when communist and capitalist assholes tangle, the just man is arrested or robbed or had his head cut off, but not like Indian Saint Kabir. And the cigarette cough of the just man above the clouds in the bright sunshine is a salute to the health of the blue sky. For I was arrested thrice in Prague, once for singing drunk on Narodny Street, once knocked down on the midnight pavement by a mustached agent who screamed out, "Puzerant, faggot." Once for losing my notebooks of unusual sex, politics, dream, opinions. And I was sent from Havana by plane by detectives in green uniform. And I was sent from Prague by plane by detectives in Czechoslovakian business suits, like the card players in Cézanne's canvas, or the two strange dolls that entered Joseph K's room at morn also entered mine, and ate at my table, and examined my scribbles, and followed me night and morn from the houses of lovers to the cafes of Centrum. And I am the king of May, which is the power of sexual youth. And I am the king of May, which is industry and eloquence and action in amour. And I am the king of May, which is the long hair of Adam and the beard of my own body. And I am the king of May, which is crown Mayalas in the Czechoslovakian tongue. And I am the king of May, which is old human poesy, and 100,000 people chose my name. And I am the king of May, and in a few minutes I'll land at London Airport. And I am the king of May naturally, for I am of Slavic parentage and a Buddhist Jew who worships the sacred heart of Christ, the blue body of Krishna, the straight back of Ram, the beads of Shango, the Nigerian singing, Shivoye, Shivoye, in a manner which I have invented. And the king of May is a Middle European honor, mine in 20th century despite spaceships and the time machine, because I heard the voice of Blake in a vision and repeat that voice. And I am the king of May that sleeps with teenagers laughing. And I am the king of May that I may be expelled from my kingdom with honor as of old, to show the difference between Caesar's kingdom and the kingdom of the May of man. And I am the king of May, though paranoid, for the kingdom of May is too beautiful to last for more than a month. And I am the king of May, returning to see Blake's bones on Bunhill Fields and walk on Keats's Amstead Heath. And I am the king of May, in a giant jet plane touching Albion's airfield, trembling in fear as the plane roars to a landing on the gray concrete, shakes and expels air, and rolls slowly to a stop under the clouds with part of blue heaven still visible. And though I am the king of May, the Marxists have beat me on the street, kept me up all night in police station, followed me through springtime Prague, detained me in secret and deported me from our kingdom by airplane. Thus, I have written this poem on a jet seat in mid-heaven.